Good morning, everyone. My name is Rosie, and I have the pleasure this morning to introduce you to a Blue Hill Mountain story. These stories were recorded by George Stevens Academy's audio production class and produced for WERU by Rosie Landrum. Today's piece features Blue Hill resident Chrissy Beardsley Allen in an interview conducted by George Stevens Academy senior Thomas Bowden. Chrissy Beardsley Allen is the Dean of Student Life at George Stevens Academy. She is a prominent member of the community and previously worked for Blue Hill Heritage Trust. In this interview, she speaks about how collaboration between landowners and conservation organizations, such as Blue Hill Heritage Trust, have kept the mountain accessible to the community, as opposed to being privately owned and developed. She also talks about the personal meaning of Blue Hill Mountain in her own life and for the community as a whole. Again, thank you so much for listening to this final publication of Blue Hill Mountain Stories. This is Chrissy Beardsley Allen.
My name is Chrissy Beardsley Allen, and I'm from Blue Hill, Maine. So I've lived on the Blue Hill Peninsula my whole life. I was born in the town of Blue Hill in 1980, and I actually grew up in Surrey and Penobscot, but I've been living in Blue Hill since 2008. I have very distinct memories of being up on the mountain and climbing the tower when it was still there and being able to look even off the backside of the mountain and see Toddy Pond and that, you know, that whole viewpoint. But yeah, so I've been hiking it my whole life. When I moved back here, my husband and I had lived in Michigan for 5 years. He was in grad school, and we decided to come back home. He's from Blue Hill as well. And I was really looking for a job that would serve my community. And this new position opened up at the Trust. It was to help sort of boost the Trust's sort of name recognition in the community, as well as the way that people were able to use the Trust as a resource to benefit their own lives, and to help further educational opportunities for our local schools and community around environmental issues here on the peninsula that affected us. My husband and I, as I said, had lived in Michigan for 5 years, and it wasn't until I really left Maine that I understood what we had at stake here. I could not wait to get back here. I could not get back here fast enough. It was hard to find a place to be outdoors in the woods without a million other people. Almost all nature paths were paved. So I really missed that feeling of just having the actual earth under your feet, being able to be in nature and be quiet, being able to walk out my door and be in nature without having to get in the car and burn fuel for 20 minutes to get somewhere. So when a job opened up at Blue Hill Heritage Trust that not only fit my skill sets, but also sort of fit with my values, it just felt amazing to me. And I was really thrilled to get that position and excited to join their team and help them grow into the organization that they are today. If the conservation efforts of Blue Hill Heritage Trust, as well as the generosity of the landowners who worked with either the town or the trust to protect those properties, if that all hadn't happened, I think that mountain would right now probably be closed off to people and would be covered in houses. That was already starting to happen. The threat was real. It was there. We can all see it now. The houses were starting to go up the mountain. We would have really lost something that was not only an iconic place for all of us, but a really sacred place, and something that I think has been a sacred place for as long as humans have been here on the peninsula. So the conservation efforts of the organization, Blue Hill Heritage Trust, but also the community-mindedness of the people who owned these very prominent parcels on the mountain, are very, very important to what we have today, and that it's important for us to recognize that and to remember that and remember how grateful we should be and to think forward about where are the other places on the peninsula that maybe we all have access to and have had access to our whole lives that are at stake of going away. And what do we do as a community to try to work with landowners and conservation organizations or the town to protect our access to these places that make the peninsula the place we all want to be living in? From almost all points in town, we can see that mountain. And it is a landmark. I was in Augusta yesterday, and driving home, there were many points in which I could see the mountain. And it was my barometer for, like, I'm headed home. There it is. There's home. And I think if we didn't have the mountain as a place that we could go on or even just enjoy sort of the unspoiled view of, it would really change our sense of sort of our identity of what home is here in Blue Hill. There are a lot of people who can no longer hike the mountain, but because they were able to do so when they were younger or more able-bodied, it remains a place that is extremely significant to them. And so having the mountain protected for the public good, I think really does help us form our sense of place and being here. And if it wasn't open to us and if it was covered in houses, I think it would just be another developed place and would probably really make a lot of people very sad instead of bringing people joy when they looked at it.